This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is an interesting study being reported all over the news, how women have now beaten the men. We don't want to beat the men in this. In terms of obesity, they say for nearly 30 years, men and women have been gaining weight together hand in hand. But now women are getting heavier faster than men. 40% of American women are now obese. New studies published in the journal JAMA this week present an alarming picture of the shifting demographics, they say, of the country's obesity problem. For nearly three decades, American men and women have been mostly growing their weight together. They, in this article, they use the word fatter, and I do not like the word fat. But in recent years, and researchers don't understand, women are becoming heavier faster. You know, it's very, very interesting because, you know, you look and you go, well, wait a second, okay? You know, more women are out there in the workplace as opposed to in the olden days, you know, in the, you know, 20s and 30s and, you know, even 50s, you know, being home. Why would weight, you know, increase? Well, because maybe in the olden days we were eating very fresh food and we would cook food and you only had X amount of food. And you would not eat before dinner. You couldn't start eating the food and have less. You couldn't do that. These days now, food is abundant. Maybe it's not really abundant. Maybe it looks falsely abundant, but food is abundant where you can just go and grab it. And so, you know, remember, our female bodies are supposed to be designed to make babies. I'm not the one that evolutionarily planned all this, but that's what our bodies are designed for. Our bodies back in caveman days, let's go back to caveman days, what were we women supposed to do? We were supposed to get pregnant, okay? We were supposed to give birth. We were supposed to rear the child, okay? All right? We were supposed to breastfeed the child. We were supposed to take the child with us when we hunted and gathered, okay? Maybe on our backs. And, yeah, women hunted also. But, and then we were supposed to prepare the meal and prepare the home and, you know, I don't know, and dance around the campfire. I don't know what caveman women did. Okay? So, when you look at our bodies, okay, you know, we were designed to be very busy. Now, I am very busy. Okay? I have, I don't know how many full-time jobs. Okay? I'm running around all over the place. Still, for some reason, I got time to eat. I don't understand that. And I got time to pack on the pounds. So we're doing something wrong. And what I think it is it's the food that I had interviewed Nathan Baker's mother. Is a she's written a book. She's an author talking about how, and I apologize, her name has slipped my mind, but she had come on the show discussing, he's a producer of KABC. She had come on the phone discussing how when you eat these foods, they manipulate your hormones, such that your metabolism slows. So, and which makes sense. You know, a 200-calorie salad will act much differently in your body than a 200-calorie soda pop. So that's what I think is going on. So according to an analysis of the latest government statistics, a staggering 40% of women now meet the criteria for being obese. This means that their body mass index, or BMI, is 30 or higher. So a 5'9" woman would weigh more than 203 pounds. They say a second study, the same journal, found a small increase in teenagers with obesity during the same years. So this has been editorialized in JAMA. Now, another thing I also think is an issue is in the olden days, if somebody took a picture of you, you saw what you looked at for real. And you were like, oh, heck to the no, I'm going to fix this. Well, that's not the case now. Okay, now we can crop, Photoshop, Instagram filter our pictures so that we could look really good. I was at an event, and I was on the red carpet, and somebody took a picture of me. And the angle that they took a picture of me makes me look like a size 2. Now, for all of you, okay, stop laughing. Hey, look at you. For all of you to know me, I'm no size 2. And so when, you know, and so you see a picture like that, and you're like, oh, okay, then I guess I'm good. And none of us are really looking at ourselves. So then we're like, well, then I guess I can have that chocolate cake. I guess I can have that cupcake. And that's a problem. All right, so they say other major findings of the study was for men, current smokers were more likely to be obese. It's very interesting because usually smoking may be associated with weight loss. They said women who smoked that were more thin, but men who smoked tended to be more heavy. They say women with an education beyond high school were significantly less likely to be obese. For all U.S. children aged 2 through 19, the prevalence of obesity was 17%. There's a national security risk right there. 17% of our kids, all right, who later would be eligible, all right, to serve in our military, 17% obese. Over the past 25 years, they said there was a positive shift in the very youngest Americans. Okay? And they say the obesity prevalence started to decrease among those 2 to 5 and leveled off between 6 to 10. Here they're championing what First Lady Michelle Obama did in her campaign to get kids moving more. I think also a lot of it was, guys, soda pop is bad. Don't give your kids soda pop. Stop giving your kids dessert all the time with every meal. Cut back on the sugary drinks. Now, adolescence still rising because, you know, so it's obviously what we're eating. And it's the inexpensive junk food that we're eating. There's something in there, some preservative, something, and that's what's causing our metabolism to go down. And, you know, it's frightening. You know, I mean, when I think back to my medical school days, I was skinny, yeah, because I was running around the hospital, but, you know, it was hospital food. So you didn't really like the taste. You didn't eat a lot of it. You know, now, I mean, I could go to Popeyes. Oh, my gosh. And it's not the chicken I love at Popeyes. I love their Cajun rice, the dirty rice. I love dirty rice. I could eat a bowl full. Well, eating rice doesn't really do lots for your waistline. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about what's going on in California where patients and doctors are wrestling with assisted suicide. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so physician-assisted suicide is now legal in California as of today. The California End of Life Option Act takes effect today, and this law allows terminally ill adults in California with less than 6 months to live to get a doctor's prescription for a lethal dose of, quote, aid in dying drugs. Governor Jerry Brown signed the legislation in October after cleared both houses, but there obviously was opposition from lawmakers, and the law makes California the fifth state to legalize doctor-assisted dying. Oregon, Vermont, Washington have also enacted similar end-of-life measures. Montana's highest court in 2008 ruled that terminally patients have a right to terminate their lives with the help of a physician. Now, in most countries, though, physician-assisted dying still remains a criminal offense. So obviously this bill in California stirred a big debate. And so the supporters of the Death with Dignity movement say terminally ill Americans should have the right to end their pain and suffering by taking their own lives. Now, the California Medical Association took a neutral stance on the measure, but you had many medical groups oppose it. The Medical Oncology Association of Southern California, they expressed concern about the difficulty in knowing for sure when a patient was terminal. You know, they got a good point there. I mean, they're dealing with people with cancer, and they many times treat patients, many oncologists will treat patients with stage 4 cancer. Does stage 4 cancer necessarily mean they're terminal? I mean, also, by the way, we're all terminal. I mean, we're all terminal. It's a shame, but it's, you know, yeah. So I see where it's not that cut and dry. On one end, you're like, oh, this is great. You know, all right, you know, so then, they, you know, they aren't, you know, in pain, and they don't have to take society's resources, and, you know, and then on the other end, you're like, okay, well, wait a second here. Okay, who is making the call that they're terminal? All right, who's deciding that? Are they really terminal? Or do they have a chance to live? Can somebody else get a hold of this medication and take it? You know, I mean, is there any supervision? I mean, what if it doesn't kill the person? You know, and was the doctor prescribing it going to be free and clear of any liability? So that's why something like this can't be just such a quick and easy, all right, guys, it's okay, we're good, let's move on. The Catholic Church, they say, has been the most vocal opponent of the law. Responding to the law, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles organized 9 days of prayer and fasting starting June 1. They say, one high-ranking Archdiocesan official says that the California law preys upon the fears and anxieties of the frail, the poor, and those of our immigrant communities. The Life Option Act requires that a patient seeking legal drugs makes 3 formal requests of their attending physician, 1 written and 2 of them orally delivered and spaced at least 15 days apart. Now, I think one of the reasons for this, well, there's many reasons, okay? One is, what if somebody is going to gain from your life insurance? And so they say that they will kill your family if you don't go and do this. So there has to be, you know, I mean, still, who's to stop somebody from doing that? But that's why they want to know that this is you in person wanting this. The law also requires informed consent and excludes children. The lethal drugs must be self-administered. So it's not the doctor doing it. This way they don't have to feel like they're killing somebody. It's self-administered. So a question is who and how many people are going to be seeking these lethal prescriptions? Last year in Oregon, 132 people took their lives through the state's assisted suicide law, increasing from 105 deaths in 2014 and 73 in 2013. They say close to 80% of them were 65 or older, and 93.1% were white. A little more than 70% of the patients had cancer or more. More than 90% died at home. So that leaves some question there. Okay, so if 80% of them were 65 years or older, that means 25% or 20% of people that took advantage of the state's suicide assisted law were under 65. 30% of the patients didn't have cancer. 10% did not die at their house. So, you know, you kind of wonder, again, you know, the logistics around this. You know, it's tough. I've seen people suffer. But I've seen people suffer acutely. When we have these hospice facilities, I mean, God bless the nurses and the staff that are taking care of them and making people comfortable. And, it's a very difficult thing to say that a person has to stay alive and suffer until God decides to take them. It's very difficult. You want to help them. But again, I just don't know where our part is supposed to be in this. Okay? I mean, you know, many people said, well, why don't they, you know, if somebody wants to kill themselves, do it in another manner? Well, because another manner would be very violent. You know, I mean, this doctor-assisted suicide is a medication that will depress your respiratory system, a very high dose of medication, such that you basically fall asleep. So, it's hard to say. For me personally, I can never participate in a doctor-assisted suicide because that's just me and my religion. I, you know, went into medicine to heal and to help give life, never to help the passing, even though that's probably one of the most merciful things that we could do. You know, I teach medical students now at Touro University, And, you know, the students, I mean, when I was in medical school, you know, a big question we had is, you know, okay, you know, we know how to deliver a baby. We know how to, you know, treat a person while they're living. But how to address end-of-life issues, you know, how to talk to them about what they want, how to, you know, plan. If somebody was just given a diagnosis where they know that they are going to progressively worsen, you know, and they say, I want to die. And right now we're working with students at various levels in their grades, what to do when somebody says they want to die. Now, many people say they want to die for dramatics. Many people say they want to die because they don't. I mean, I remember having the conversation with my father about colonoscopy. And I said, look, Dad, you know, you're going to have to get screened for colon cancer. It's just like, because your dad had colon cancer, so you need to get screened and get a colonoscopy. He's like, no, I'd rather get the cancer. I hear that. I've heard that from patients all the time. No, I would rather die of cancer than get the colonoscopy. I'm like, what are you talking about? And it, you know, so, you know, you'll have patients many times say, look, you know, this is that. But when it comes to somebody going, look, I do not want to die of the cancer, or I do not want to have a heart attack while driving my grandchild to school because mom is at work and I'm his primary transportation. I don't know when the next heart attack is going to happen. Let me have it now. That's very difficult for many of us to deal with. You as a family member and me as a doctor. So I don't know what the answer is. So states are, you know, and they have every right, kind of taking it upon themselves. And, you know, it didn't look like a lot of these were done. I think 170 is a lot. But, you know, it's not like thousands of people are taking advantage of it. It doesn't appear to be people who want to commit suicide because they're depressed are taking advantage of it. I mean, you have to have a documented medical condition. But it's just, we're doing so much now. I've been asked what's the dose being used for physician-assisted suicide. It's a lethal dose prescribed, 9 grams of secobarbital in capsules or 10 grams of phenobarbital liquid, which is consumed at one time. It could be mixed with a sweet substance or juice to mask the taste. And you have to take an anti-emetic, something to stop you from throwing up, because 1 hour before, you need to get this, because if not, you could start to nausea, vomit, etc. And if you vomit after taking this medication, you could possibly get the medication into your lungs. You could not get enough of it, and then it may not work. So there's an actual procedure and process that has to be done. And it's sad. It's heartbreaking to think that this happens. They say proper reporting by pharmacists to the Oregon Department of Human Services. This is coming from Oregon. Obviously, it's mandated by the DWDA, so the agency can collect information and publish an annual statistical report. And the pharmacists are required to submit their within 10 calendar days of dispensing a lethal medication dose. They have to report to the agency, and they have to give the patient's name, date of birth, prescribing physician's name, phone number. I mean, these things aren't going to be done willy-nilly. It's not going to be over the counter by any means. Now, the Washington State Department of Health issued their first report, and they said of 63 patients who were dispensed, 36 died of ingesting the medication like they were supposed to. 7 died without ingesting anyway. They say cancer was the number one cause, respiratory disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, the AML. That's what we did with the ice bucket challenge for. So there's some statistics there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction Profession License Exam or Certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we were shocked to hear about the shooting done by terrorists at a Tel Aviv market. And what's even more shocking today is an Israeli man miraculously survived that attack after getting shot in the head twice. Shot in the head twice. Family's calling it a miracle. We say Baruch Hashem whenever we hear that. Authorities have now identified the four people who were killed when two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at the Sarona market in Tel Aviv. That occurred 9:30 in the evening yesterday. Apologize here. Five people were wounded, including Asaf Bar, who was with his girlfriend at the Max Brenner restaurant in the market when the shooting started. He says, "I feel like my body is here as a gift of God." Asaf's father and his sister Dana told Israeli media that Asaf and his girlfriend were eating breakfast when a gunman fired two shots at him. Anwar Bar said one bullet was removed, but the other is still lodged in his head. He was conscious when he was being taken to the hospital. He saw the two terrorists and they were laughing, his dad said. He said in his description, he said they were wearing suits. This was at the table next to them. In photographs, the terrorists are seen getting up, taking a step, and aiming a gun half a meter away from Assaf. It was a miracle that he came out of this. The shooting comes just weeks after his mother had died. His father told reporters he was just starting to live his life again when something like this happened. The four people killed in the attack have been identified as 58-year-old Michael Feisch, Ido Ben Aria, 42, Ilana Nave, 39, and 32-year-old Mila Mishiv. Feig was a sociologist and anthropologist at Ben-Gurion University. REA was a veteran of the elite army unit who was an executive at Coca-Cola's Israeli branch. Aria's wife was wounded in the attack. So the two gunmen were in custody, one hospitalized with a gunshot wound. They were cousins from the Palestinian village of Yada, according to New York Daily News, near the West Bank town of Hebron. The father of one of the attackers said his son has two uncles serving life sentences in Israeli prison. We didn't expect this. My son is young, and he has been in Jordan for the past 4 years and just came here for the past 5 months. He doesn't have any political affiliation. So we'll tell you how he convalesces, but wow, being shot in the head twice. I mean, I've seen bullets lodge, you know, in parts of the body. I have never seen a bullet lodge into a brain and not kill somebody. I haven't seen that. All right, well, we got a little bit of breaking news on Bernie Sanders. He did emerge from his meeting with Obama, and he vowed to work together with Hillary Clinton to defeat Donald Trump in November. The Vermont senator said, warning that a Trump presidency would be quote-unquote disaster, he pledged to continue his White House bid even after Clinton became the Democratic Party presumptive presidential nominee, but he said he would work as hard as he can to make sure Donald Trump does not become president of the United States. Obviously, something like this had to happen as Donald Trump had been already inviting Bernie Sanders supporters who dislike Hillary to come to his side. And so, obviously, this was a very immediate, urgent meeting that Bernie had to have with the White House so that he came out saying, guys, don't go to Trump. Okay, we'll have to work with Hillary. So, very interesting. Because our Hillary supporters or Bernie Sanders supporters really mad at Hillary. So he goes, I look forward to meeting with Clinton in the near future to see how we can work together to defeat Donald Trump and to create a government which represents all of us and not just the 1%. The senator thanked both Obama and Vice President Joe Biden for showing impartiality during the course of the Democratic campaign. They said in the beginning is that they would not put their thumb on the scales, and they kept their word, I guess. Okay. So I thought Bernie Sanders was going to wait officially until after the D.C. primary, so I'm not entirely sure what's going on now, but still Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic nominee. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A naked hospital worker dies of a heart attack. Get this. He was watching porn on his laptop. He was only 48 years old, and he was found dead at North Central Bronx Hospital in New York on Tuesday morning. A colleague found him naked beside his laptop with the porn website open on it. So, police sources say that he had been having a self-session at the time when he died of a heart attack, only 48 years old. In 2008, a Chris Nichols died in England of a heart attack from watching porn. He was only 23 years old. Mr. Nichols was born with a heart abnormality and died just weeks after open-heart surgery. Wow. So there's been a lot of belief that sexual activity could unfortunately induce a heart attack, especially if you're over 50 and you're overweight. But this is something we don't talk about because many of the articles that come out saying sex is safe after a heart attack. Sex is safe after heart surgery. And it is. Okay, you can have heart surgery. You can have open heart surgery and eventually have sex. The time, I believe last time we talked about this, we needed you to wait at least a month. But it really depends on the heart surgeon, and, of course, that's not the latest information, so please don't go by that. But this is not the first time that I heard somebody died after having sexual activity. And that's very scary. And we forget that even though sexual history is a part of our natural being and our living, okay, whether it's with somebody or a self session, it is considered vigorous activity. And it's considered vigorous activity in a short spurt of time. Stop the giggles, okay? So, when you, let's say, are cardiac vulnerable, then it could obviously be a very vulnerable time for heart attacks. But what bothers me is people don't know if they're cardiac vulnerable. They have no idea until something like this happens. So, I really don't understand why he would be at work doing it. Was he at work? No, hospital. Yeah, he was at the North Central Bronx Hospital. He was at work. People, come on, stop the porn at work. We've talked about this. But, unfortunately, he still died. And he probably would have died at home. Whether he did this at work or, I mean, maybe the hospital is the safest place to watch porn, if you come to think of it, because if you do have a heart attack, you could just, you know, possibly fall out of the closet and then say, look, guys, somebody help me. I don't know. But it's frightening, okay? You know, because I think, you know, porn watching is probably one of the most common activities done by high school students now, okay, and adults, more than watching TV, more than doing their homework, more, you know, and it's frightening to think that somebody could have a heart attack, especially like this other kid in England who was only 23. Now, obviously, he had a heart abnormality, but I strongly urge before any sexual activity, and I know this is very difficult to discuss with teenagers, but making sure they have a good heart. I think anybody should have a good heart, and we don't have to say before sexual activity. We can say, look, before PE, before sports, let's get your heart checked. I still stand by everybody getting an EKG and an echocardiogram before they go into any athletics. And I should probably say all kids should be screened with that. Why not? Oh, Dr. Knight, it's going to cost money, and, you know, we don't have the resources, and Obamacare won't like it. And okay, I don't care who, I really don't care who doesn't like that idea. I like the idea. And an example of this. You know, a 23-year-old. In this particular case, he was 48. So it just kind of reminds us that 48 is the start of middle age. And you definitely could be, actually, anybody could be at risk for heart disease. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we'll get to your questions, your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. As a quick reminder, anybody that wants to host a blood drive during National Blood Donation Month, or National Blood Donation Week, or National Blood Donation Day, that is set for September 4th through the 10th, or September 10th, please contact me. We're trying to raise as much blood as possible before the next flu season. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jennifer writes, good morning, doctor. Does smoking marijuana affect people from donating blood? And do they have any study about how marijuana affects infertility, both men and women? They actually do. Okay, so first, does smoking marijuana affect people from donating blood? I've heard that it's not an automatic disqualification. It's not even on the Red Cross website. I don't want to say it's allowed. I would suggest that when you contact your local blood banks, if you did have, you know, smoke marijuana, to let them know. The reason why I don't think it's a completely disqualifying factor is, one, it's not an IV drug, okay, as long as you're smoking and reading it, okay, because IV drugs, that's, I think, an automatic disqualification. But the other reason is for years, people have been donating blood, and nobody has been truthful about their marijuana use. And so they screen anyway. So they screen for drug use, and they screen for what's in it. What they do with blood that could possibly have marijuana in it, I'm not sure. But it doesn't look like right now at this point that marijuana prevents you from donating blood. Again, I would please caution you to contact the blood bank and make sure, okay, because I don't want there to be false information out there, but I cannot find it on the Red Cross website where it disqualifies. Huh?
As somebody who grew up with a fairly stonerish mother, she donates blood all the time and smokes enough pot to tranquilize a horse.
So okay.
I'm pretty sure they don't care.
Okay. I know. Okay.
I'm like 90% sure. Otherwise, there are some really stoned people out there. Thank you, Mom.
Yeah. But, you know, you wonder then why it's allowed. I mean, I know marijuana rarely kills, but, you know, my guess is so many people have it in their blood that they would probably have to be throwing out every other pint. That's my guess. And that's why they're like, you know what, I would rather have the blood than not. I don't know. I'd really like to know what the thinking is. I'll see if I can get somebody from the American Red Cross to come on and talk about that. That's interesting. Or I'll talk to United Blood Services. That's interesting. Jennifer's second question was, does marijuana lower fertility? Men, women, absolutely, actually lowers both. Back in 2003, there was a study showing that smoking marijuana makes sperm less fertile. But they also noticed that it affected women's fertility as well. So it's, I think the sperm seem to, of course, get the biggest hit from marijuana. But we actually talked about this on the show. There's been more studies since 2003 looking at marijuana and sperm motility. Very easy to tell prior to you guys trying to start a family, have his sperm checked. By the way, I think many women should have their partner's sperm checked before they go into the thousands upon thousands of dollars of workup. You know, many people have asked, when do you start going down the fertility treatment road? Well, I was taught in school, and even though they might have kind of lowered the range, but I was taught, we don't say you're infertile for at least a year. If you have been actively trying for at least a year, that's when we were taught that we call it. Now, some doctors will call it after 6 months, depending on your age. I mean, if you're 22 years old and you haven't gotten pregnant in a year, they're not going to panic as much. But if you're 42, they may be like, all right, try actively for 6 months and then let's maybe take a look at it. So, it also depends on your age, on when you're, trying to conceive. Then, how I look at it and what I would recommend to my patients, because, again, my family medicine, is I would tell my ladies, I'm like, look, okay, do you have abnormal periods? Do you have abnormal bleeding? I would take the fertility aspect aside, okay, not talk about the pregnancy aspect, and just go, how's your reproductive system working? If their reproductive system is working to a T, and they don't have any, problems per se, which was rare, okay, that somebody would answer that way, I would say, okay, before we start spending the money and having your gynecologist do all these tests, have him go and let's do a sperm count, et cetera. Also, I always ask if either of them fathered a child before or mothered or gave birth before that, if one of them says, yeah, I've been able to give birth 3 times, I just can't do it now, then either she could be having anovulatory cycles or he could be having issues with his sperm if it's a new partner. But most of the time, women will have irregular periods, or they'll have some gynecological reason for them to be worked up gynecologically. So they will get ultrasounds. They will get exams done, hormone tests done, etc. But if you are questioning whether your system is off at all, sometimes an easier way to go is to check the sperm. So if you have a partner that smokes pot, and you smoke pot, and you guys can't get pregnant, it may be easier and less expensive for you to check his sperm. The other thing you could do, which is even cheaper, is to hold off smoking marijuana for a few months and then see if it helps. And hopefully the sperm, the newer sperm, are a little bit more vigorous, and you're ovulating better. So it was a very interesting question. Thank you, Jennifer. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA, or email us at drdalia.com. Tom gave us this news update. Thank you for this. The restaurant, remember there was a restaurant that killed a customer with a nut allergy? They sent an apology. But this apology was through an email, and it advertised their new dessert menu. Are you kidding me? Mohammed Zaman was jailed for 6 years in May for the manslaughter of Paul Wilson. He died of a nut allergy after eating takeaway from the Indian Garden restaurant in Easingwood, North Yorkshire. Apparently, he had a lifelong allergy to nuts, requested a nut-free curry, but was given a chicken tikka masala, which had ground nut powder. So he died of anaphylactic shock moments after eating it. So sad. So the email sent by Emraz Zaman apologizes for heavy press and calls the owner's 6 years jail sentence somewhat disappointing. Then right, he promotes...
Real quick, I just want to come back to that. That part yeah, right there bugs me.
Exactly. The heavy press and that. Exactly. Then, in his email, and I want to talk about that, he goes, "We are in the process of launching a new dessert menu and have hired an exclusive pastry chef. Who gives a damn? From London to design this. Our philosophy, started by our founder, Mohammed Khalik Zaman, was and still is to create real quality Indian cuisine of the highest standard." Why are they sending this to an email? I don't get it. All right. So let's talk about that. He apologizes for the heavy press and says it's disappointing. Okay, his restaurant killed somebody. What were you going to say, Tom?
Does it not sound like he's apologizing to stockholders and not to the person? Like, that is somewhat disappointing about the decision. What, so the court was just not supposed to do something? I mean, that was sheer negligence. Now, maybe you could hold the cook responsible or something. You could be kind of upset about it. But, in that case, talk about that instead of being like, "Oh, well, it's kind of disappointing, and here's our new dessert menu." Please, get out of here. Let your PR department not handle the HR.
Exactly, exactly.
Rabble.
Oh, my gosh. It's sickening. Now, being devil's advocate, I don't know how I could effectively run a restaurant and hope that my cooks don't accidentally use the wrong peanut sauce. I mean, this is some scary stuff. And I'm not saying somebody with a peanut allergy should never eat out, but I mean, this is very, very frightening that he goes to a restaurant. I mean, mistakes happen in restaurants all the time. I worked in restaurants. They happen all the time. So how do you protect yourself? I mean, somebody's going to mess up. I mean, I've seen my nurses mess up with labs going, "No, that lab goes into this file. No, we need to call this patient." Hey, you know how easy it is for somebody in a kitchen to swap sauces or swap spoons, you know?
Yeah, how many times you've ordered no pickle or no tomato? They pick an ingredient, and then you still get it anyway. And I, for one, always go back in just because of this exact situation right here, just to point it out. Because I don't like pickles, but I don't want somebody to die from not...
Exactly. No, you should. God bless you for doing that, man. All right, you guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.